Mark chapter 11. And when they came near to Jerusalem, unto Bethphage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, he sent forth two of his disciples, and said unto them, Go your way into the village opposite you, and as soon as you are entered into it, you shall find a colt tied, on which an every man sat, loose him, and bring him. And if any man say unto you, Why do you this? Say that the Lord has need of him, and immediately he will send him here. And they went their way, and found the colt tied by the door outside in the place where two ways met, and they loosed him. And certain of them that stood there said unto them, What are you doing, loosing the colt? And they said unto them even as Jesus had commanded, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus, and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off the trees, and spread them in the way. And they that went before, and they that followed, cried, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David, that came in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem, and into the temple, and when he had looked around upon all things, and now the evening was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. And on the next day, when they had come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, if perhaps he might find anything therein, and when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, No man eat fruit of you hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. And they come to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple, and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers, and the seats of them that sold doves, and would not allow that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught, saying unto them, Is it not written, My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer? But you have made it a den of thieves. And the scribes and chief priests heard it, and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people were astonished at his doctrine. And when evening was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter calling to remembrance said unto him, Teacher, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. And Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be removed, and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore I say unto you, whatever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you will receive them, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive, if you have anything against any, that your Father also who is in heaven may forgive your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive your trespasses. And they came again to Jerusalem, and as he was working in the temple, there came to him the chief priests, and the scribes, and the elders, and said unto him, By what authority do you these things? And who gave you this authority to do these things? And Jesus answered and said unto them, I will also ask of you one question, and answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, was it from heaven, or of men? Answer me. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, If we shall say, From heaven, he will say, Why then did you not believe him? But if we shall say, Of men, they feared the people, for all men counted John, that he was a prophet indeed. And they answered and said unto Jesus, We cannot tell. And Jesus answering said unto them, Neither do I tell you by what authority I do these things.